Hi, my friends. I'm Marshall Bircher, and welcome to this episode of Healing Your Codependency. If you're new to me, I help codependents get aligned with their real worth, their satisfaction, and their purpose so that they can create a life that they enjoy. Before we jump into today's episode, I want to give you a heads up that enrollment for the Foundation course is open right now. It closes April 19th. Class starts 6 p.m. on Sunday at April 21st. This is the course that helps you restore your emotional safety, your sense of self-worth, and your belonging so that you can become more aligned with the satisfaction, the relationships, and the joy that you seek in your world. The information is below in the description or at my website at healyourcodependency.com. Come and join us. Now, let's jump into today's episode. Today, we're going to be talking about three things that we need to unblend from others in order to taste our own freedom, in order to trust ourselves again, in order to hear our own internal guidance, tap into our own internal purpose, fulfillment, direction in life, and actually achieve and experience the things that we want in our world, like healthy relationships, fulfilling purpose, work or business, and play in our world. And so what is blending, first of all? So codependency, we tend to merge or blend with others in order to find a sense of safety, a sense of connection and closeness, to monitor them and regulate them, to find a sense of worth in that world, and to find a sense of completeness with someone else filling in like the gaps or the emptiness we feel inside ourselves. So this blending action is losing a sense of what we feel, knowing what they feel, but not knowing what we feel. Taking on their priorities, their values, their points of view about things, but not being in tune to our own. It's about dismissing or displacing ourselves in exchange for having them closer to us so that we don't have to deal with that loneliness, that sense of separation, even shame, guilt, fear, or any kind of trauma we might be living through. So blending, it's a natural part of codependency because we haven't become whole and sovereign and complete unto ourselves, so we're looking for that missing piece outside of ourselves, and that's when we end up merging or blending with other people, places, and things. To break free of our codependency, we need to connect with ourselves in three primary areas. So, and I've got my notes over here, so when I look over here, I'm just looking at my notes. The first area we want to look at unblending ourselves from, or differentiating ourselves from another person, place, or thing is our worth. So what does it mean to unblend? It means to untangle so we can see it's separate from something else. The technical terms, differentiation, and when we differentiate ourselves from someone else, we become more individualized, more real and attuned to ourselves. So when it comes to worth, unblending our worth means the worth we feel about who we are is no longer dependent or determined by that external factor, whether that's a person, whether it's an outcome, whether it's a situation, a condition, a place, or a thing. Instead, our worth is housed within us. It's known as part of who we are. It's something we can readily access, connect to, and follow in our life. I call this indomitable worth in my work, which means worth that is independent of all conditions. So we start this process of discovering this kind of worth in the foundation trainings, and then we go very, very deep in knowing this worth in the transformation system, because it's from here we come to know who we are, come to know what we value, come to know what we want in our world, and then we become aligned with these desires and their outcomes in our life, because we're aligned first with our worth. So how do we unblend our worth from another person, place, or thing? In my work, there's several ways that we do this. The first one is I ask a what shifts question. And that starts off with what shifts if I trust just a bit that my worth is independent of that person's approval, or my worth is independent of rejection, or is independent of failure, or is independent of success. That allows us to go, oh, what does this feel like? What is this like to experience, just for a moment, this possibility that our worth is free from these other conditions? That starts to wake us up to what kind of burden we carry in blending our worth with other people. When our worth is unblended, especially in our relationships, we become more available emotionally, intellectually, spiritually, physically to ourselves and to the other person. We can make better decisions about what's going on in our world. We know if it's aligned or not. We're more in tune with our intuition, our gut instinct. We are more honest about what's working, what isn't, and whether or not we want to continue forward in building a relationship with this person, because we can see them more clearly, because we can see ourselves more clearly. Further, if a relationship grows and there's more intimacy, more closeness, we feel safer and safer in that because our worth isn't tied up in them. It's housed and anchored within us. And if a breakup happens, then the breakup's really centered around the grief and loss, the sadness of the loss of that connection, that unique experience you had with that person. But it doesn't necessarily mean there's something wrong with your worth, that you're unworthy or unlovable. Instead, that's housed, anchored, and secure in who you are. So unblending our worth starts with differentiating it from other people, their approval, their rejection, their love, their care, and going, wow, my worth is mine, and I can love them freely, and they can love me freely. I start that again with that what shifts question, and then we go deeper in foundation and in the transformation systems of differentiating that worth using value retrieval tools, using processes that help us disidentify with a conclusion about ourselves and find out who we are beyond it. So we go really, really advanced in those. The second thing we need to unblend from other people is our sense of power. A lot of times in codependency, especially because it's driven by the fawn response, we are giving our power away to other people, places, and things. Their behaviors, their points of view, their reactions to us or to other things around us determine what we do. So we are very much in a reactive state towards them. So their actions determine our actions rather than us going, well, what's my values? What's my principles? What matters to me in this? What do I want? And then being proactive, taking action towards life rather than letting life just come at you. And the way we unblend power from someone else is first to recognize and explore the concept that they don't have any intrinsic authority. They only have the power that we give them. And this is an important concept to lean into because it can be very challenging to lean into. The reason my body would think someone else is an authority over me is because I think they are an authority over me. Not in reality do they have any authority. I haven't granted it to them. They haven't consented to it. It's not something I agreed to. It's something that I've automatically done because the fawn response says, oh, this person might hurt me. It might take something away from me. It might threaten me. Or I need this person for something like a sense of safety or belonging or even self-worth. So I'm going to not be in my power. Instead, I'm going to be powerless or submissive. So I'm not going to say no. I'm not going to say yes. I'm not going to ask for things. I'm not going to deny things. Instead, I'm just going to take what comes up, be compliant. I'm going to be a people pleaser. I'm going to be nice. I'm not going to come from my power. I'm going to come from powerlessness and reactivity. So first of all, we got to recognize that these people don't have any actual authority. They may have power through resources, but that doesn't give them authority over our worth, over who we are, over our actions. Second thing is to connect back with our power. We can do that with a what shifts question. We start building that in with that. It's going, what shifts if I trust just a bit? That I have real power and real authority over my own life. That I have the permission to make choices for me that other people don't have to agree with. That I can trust my choices and learn through them. That orients us back to our power. Because our power is our ability to make choices and take actions on those choices to create outcomes that matter to us. This way, we're using our power to create things that matter to us rather than, you know, regulate or manage someone else's world. And the third thing we need to unblend from others is our sense of safety. Our safety comes in from our power being used in a way that creates outcomes that we want in our world. And that means I've got to have boundaries, know what they are, and follow through with them. That means I've got to slow down and make decisions deliberately about my well-being and about the situations I'm encountering. I need to be more in tune with my worth, so I'm more in tune with my intuition, my gut instinct about things. All of these things start building real safety for you, because real safety is you making choices and taking actions that align you with well-being and happiness in your world, rather than depending on the environment or external factors alone to make you safe. Instead, it's like, wow, this person's not behaving in a safe way. I want to feel safe, so I'm going to leave the situation when it makes sense. I'm going to stop going into relationships where I'm not valued or respected. I'm going to choose people who value and respect me. These are all functions of generating and supporting safety for you. And that unblending process starts with recognizing that, oh, I have the power to create my own safety. I have the power to self-regulate. I have the power to choose people, places, and things that work for me. I have the power to take care of myself. And that's where we start getting resourced in our capability to generate more and more safety for ourselves. Specifically in the foundation trainings, we go deep on building resourcing and building out basic community so we can build friendships. We can build that social safety there, as well as building internal safety by bringing in tools that help us regulate our emotions, get in contact with them and nurture them, deep connecting with and then deepening our connection with our internal real indomitable worth, and then building out social skills and boundaries that work for us. So we establish that in the foundation course, and then we go deeper on it in transformation, so that the people, places, and things, the purposes and intents you put into your life are aligned with amplifying real safety and bringing in satisfaction, fulfillment, contentment, or peace into your world. That's the magic of my work, because it's not just about healing codependency. It's really about generating a life that you like, that you want to live in, and that you want to enjoy, right? So my friends, those are the three things we need to unblend from others in order to become more and more free of our codependency and more in contact with our inner advocate, our own sovereignty, and ultimately our own fulfillment. That unblending from others is worth, power, and safety. So thank you guys for showing up for this episode. If you want to go deep on this and begin this work with me, check out the Foundations course. The link is in the description below. We start the course every 8 weeks or so. So you can always join a live class or do the on-demand edition at your leisure. Thank you again. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Go gently with this work. It's big work. And I'll see you guys in our next episode. Bye-bye. So thank you for watching this episode. Now, if you're looking for more tools, guidance, support in your healing and in your freedom, you can join my work by going to join.freetheself.com. You'll get access to tools, trainings, and opportunities to work with me that take you deeper in your healing, your freedom, and your satisfaction in your life. So click below and join today, and I'll see you there. Bye-bye.